Incoming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today his government would be a partner for peace with the Palestinians, a day after the centrist Labor Party joined his coalition in exchange for promises to pursue negotiations. He has been courting moderate coalition partners to round out the 120-seat parliament since last month's national election. Netanyahu said he will present his new government to parliament for approval next week. Gershon Baskin is the president of the Jerusalem-based Israeli-Palestinian Center for Information. He says an objective assessment of the parliament will be possible after their policies become clear.
Drawing Labor into the government is certainly going to help Netanyahu sell his government in the international community as not being a right-wing extremist government. Ehud Barak will hold the portfolio of Minister of Defense, and Barak is widely respected in the world and thought to be a man of peace. But in looking at the situation objectively, it's easy to make statements about wanting peace. It's much more difficult to engage in policies that actually advance peace. I don't think there's any reason to expect that Ehud Barak will act differently under Benjamin Netanyahu than he did under Ariel Sharon or Ehud Olmert. In other words, Mr. Barak had much of the last 2 years in the position of Ministry of Defense to remove unauthorized outposts and to remove checkpoints in the West Bank. And he didn't do that in a situation with the government, which clearly had in its platform to advance the peace process with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu has right-wing extremists in his government like Avigdor Lieberman, who certainly don't want to go ahead with advancing peace with the Palestinians. So I think the talk is cheap, and the real test will have to come in performance.